You're listening to 90.3 KAZU. I'm News Director Krista Almanzon. Back around the time of World War II, Fort Ord had a horse hospital to help care for the horses in the cavalry. When the base closed, those facilities and surrounding land were supposed to become a public park, the largest in the city of Marina. Today, there's a dispute over whether that ever really happened. For KAZU, Kelsey Pano reports.
Just off Highway 1 in Marina, hidden behind former Army buildings that show the wear of time, you'll find the Marina Equestrian Center. Its main building was once Fort Ord's horse hospital. There are also stables and a riding arena.
Come on, back up.
Claire Metzler guides her horse Doc into his stable. She boards Doc and a second horse here. Metzler is a member of the Marina Equestrian Association, or MEA. The organization manages the center for the city of Marina.
People board out here and they ride in the arena.
Horse riders like Metzler like this location. The rent is affordable, around $100 a month, and this is the gateway to 83 miles of horse trails on the former fort. The Equestrian Center is open to the public. Even if you don't board your horse here, you can visit. The center also hosts an annual open house, a children's summer camp, and offers year-round riding lessons. But the question is that enough to make it a public park, a requirement the National Park Service made when it deeded the land to the city of Marina?
According to the Park Service, no. And according to just an onlooker, it'd be no.
That's Marina Mayor Bruce Delgado. He says the National Park Service is fine with the Equestrian Center, but it can't be the dominant use of the park.
Right now, there's a few hundred people that may use it in a year. It could be several thousand people, and that could translate to more outdoor time by families in Marina, which we very much need.
The Equestrian Center only takes up 14 acres of the 35-acre property. On the rest of the land, there are some abandoned buildings, an amateur radio station, and a lot of open space. Delgado would like to see camping and picnicking facilities. He says with improvements, it could become a gateway to the new Fort Ord National Monument.
Especially now with the National Monument, the city needs to step up.
So the city council formed a committee to find ways to increase public access. To help make that happen, they're considering bringing in new management. Reginald Johnson is paying close attention to this committee. He's the president of the Marina Equestrian Association. He doesn't want the park turned over to new management or concessionaire.
MEA is interested in remaining, if not the sole concessionaire, the primary concessionaire.
Johnson worries new management may reduce his group's presence on the facility, and that if someone else is in charge, they could raise boarding fees or limit equestrian activities. He says this is frustrating because his all-volunteer organization does its best.
Regardless of how hard we work, we can never do enough, and that's why we all need to come to the table.
Marina City Councilwoman Nancy Amadeo is at that table. She sits on the committee.
We need to consider what all members of the community want out there, not to eliminate equestrian activities, because I think they're an important component and they are unique to our parks, but to look at that as a large parcel and what else can we do out there.
As for MEA member Claire Metzler, she just wants an affordable place for her horses.
That's why I'm here, just to have my horses in a nice, safe place and just to enjoy them and make their lives better, and you know, they certainly enrich my life.
A spokesperson for the National Park Service says they don't want to micromanage how the city runs the park, but they do want to see progress on a plan for increasing public access. For KAZU News, I'm Kelsey Pano.